Now, I was thinking, wouldn't it be brilliant to have a machine which would do everything that a mum does? Do you think so? Yes, I think mums would like that. So I've made one. It's still in its very early stages, I have to say that. But I think it's pretty a good one, nevertheless. So, hopefully it will come up on the screen. Here it is, Auto Mum. Okay. Auto Mum. Now, Auto Mum stands for Automatically Motivated Universal Mother. And she can perform most efficiently a multitude of tasks formerly performed by mothers. Okay, I shall need some volunteers to read out the questions for Auto Mum. So what we do is we type the request into the computer and the desired result comes out underneath there. Okay, we've got that. Now, of course, normally nothing need be said to the machine, you could just type it in. And this feature appeals particularly to teenagers who dislike speaking except in grunts. Is that true? Yes, words to the minimum, yes. Right, so you can type in, you don't need to say anything. But for the purposes of this demonstration, I need three volunteers to come and read a request for Auto Mum. So I've got three people. Right. Not very difficult words. So we've got anybody, any rainbows, like to come and read one? Anybody here like to come and read? Okay, you come there. That's it. And we've got one of the boys. One of the boys. Oh dear. Right. How about somebody? Anybody sitting further back? Denny, do you want to come and read one? They're all gone shy this morning. I don't know. Right, okay, so let me get a microphone for you. So the first request, Catherine, is?
Auto Mum, I'm hungry.
Do we do a question? Let's see what happens. Is it ready, Tom? Can we go and have a look? Is it a very quiet machine? So we hold that a minute, Catherine. Let's go and see what food it's given you, Catherine. Right. Right. Okay. A bag of crisps. Yeah. Any good? No. Okay. Off you go.
No, really hungry.
Really hungry? You mean lots of more food? Who requested again? Let's go and see. Oh, right. Another bag of crisps. Sorry, there's not much variety here, but anyway. Now, that's good. I mean, I'll have to work a bit on the healthy eating side, won't I? Because a couple of bags of crisps is not that good for you. But that's not bad, is it? Not bad. Two bags of crisps. Okay, thank you, Catherine. You can take those. Okay, next request.
Auto Mum, where's my shirt?
Where's my shirt? Right, so we've got some clothes this time. Now, of course, it's got to be clean, it's got to be ironed, hasn't it? It's no good just giving a dirty shirt. So, let's see. Clean shirt requested. Let's see what happens. Okay, let's see what the machine produces. Let's have a look. Oh. Look at that, nicely pressed. Wow, very good. I'm not sure if it fits. We may have to give this back because we borrowed it. Okay, so if you'd like to take that one. There you are. And then, next request.
Auto Mum, I need some money to go to the disco.
Right, some money to go to the disco. Ooh. Well, this money requested. Let's see what happens. Oh, this is a very good machine. A £10 note. Wow, that's good, isn't it? And we want this back afterwards, by the way. Right. You can look after it for the moment. A £10 note. Right. What do you think? Is it a good machine? Yes?
No.
No, you don't think it's a good machine? Well, I mean, perhaps it needs a few refinements and a bit more work, but I think that's pretty good. Right. Okay. Anybody? We've got another request. Right, Leo, what's your request? Auto Mum, give me a hug. Right. Oh dear, oh dear. Malfunction. This does not compute. Oh dear. That is a problem, isn't it, with this machine? It can't actually give you a hug. Well, perhaps it isn't quite as good as a real mum. Never mind. It was a nice idea, wasn't it? Right. Okay. Now, who was listening to the story from the Bible? At this point, every hand should go up. Right, that's good. So, who was telling that story? Who was telling that story to us? Anybody know? Any of the children? Right at the beginning of the passage. What do you think? It was Tracy who was reading it. Yes, that's right. But it was a story from a book that somebody else was telling. Anybody got any ideas? Yes. Jesus, that's right. It was Jesus who was telling the story. And this was a special sort of story that Jesus told called a parable. And a parable is a story about everyday things, but it has a hidden meaning. And Jesus told this story because the Jewish leaders and the teachers of the law at that time thought that God loved them because they did what was right. And they couldn't understand why Jesus was spending so much of his time with people who they thought were bad, such as tax collectors. But Jesus knew that everyone does wrong at certain times, and he wanted to explain that God still loves and forgives people when that happens. And he wants them to come back to him. So we've got to remember that God still loves and forgives us, and you and me, everybody, when they do wrong, and he wants them to come back to him. We're going to have another go through the story of the lost son, it's called, and I need some helpers. I think I've got some volunteers. I've got Catherine. Okay. And Denny. And Jack, you can come help? Right, great. Right, so... I don't need... You've got this one. Right, okay, so Denny, you with the dad. Okay, that's the older brother. Right. So there once was a father. If you come here, that's it. Hold it up high so everyone can see. There once was a father. Oh, there once was a father even, who had two sons. I have to put your Bible down there. Right. So if you come this side, Jack, there we are. A father with two sons. And he loved both his sons very much. But one day, the younger son came to him. So, older son, you stand over here. The younger son came to the father and he said to him,
Dad, when you die, I will get part of your money and part of your land. The problem is, I don't want to wait. I want my money now.
I don't know about that. So he didn't want to wait until his dad died. He wanted his money now. Well, I wonder what the dad said. Well, the dad was very sad. But he loved his son. And he said to him, okay then, I'll give you the share of the money. There's lots of money in there, isn't it? It even rattles. Okay, so there you are, younger son. Some money. And the son left home and he travelled to a distant country. Don't go too far though. And there, he spent all his money. Right, what do you like to spend it on? Give it. I think these people in the front like some money. You like to give them some money?
Give it to someone.
Right, okay. And, well, what do you think he spent it on? Any ideas? If you had lots of money, what would you spend it on? What do you think? Lollipops, that's a good one. Yes, I think I like to spend it on lollipops. Anything else? What do you think? Chocolate, wonderful. Yes. Animals? Yes. A house, that'd be a good one. Yes, for someone to live. I don't think the son spent it on a house, though. He wasn't very wise. He spent it on drinking and partying and expensive clothes. Yes, Abby, you got one?
Ice cream,
yes. I think I could spend it on ice cream. But after a very short time, all his money was gone. And although he had lots of friends when he had lots of money, once his money had gone, guess what? No friends. So he'd spent all his money, he had no friends, he didn't even have any food to eat. What was he going to do? Well, he decided he had to find a job. But the only job he could find was, anybody remember? Looking after some animals. What sort of animals were they? Anybody? Yes. They were farm animals. Can you remember what sort of farm animals they were? Yes. Pigs. Some nice pigs. But pigs are a bit smelly, aren't they? Right. So that's all he had. A job looking after pigs. He was lonely and very hungry. But then the son came to his senses. Do you remember that bit in the story? He came to his senses. And he said, Catherine, right, you ready for the next bit, Catherine? What did he say?
Even the people who work for my dad are better off than me. They have someone to live and 3 meals a day. I'll go home, that's what I'll do. I'll tell my dad how sorry I am for wasting his money and maybe, just maybe, he'll let me work for him as one of his servants.
Right. Thank you, Catherine. So he decided he'd go home and he'd say sorry to his dad and see if his dad would give him a job working for him. So the son set off home. Now, how do you think the dad will feel when he sees him? Do you think he'd be cross with him? What do you think? Any ideas? Or pleased to see him? Angry with him? Shall I tell you that? He wasn't cross, he wasn't angry. He had missed his younger son. Yes, Abby? He was happy, yes, he was happy. Every day the dad would get up in the morning and he'd look down the road to see if he could see his son coming. And day after day he didn't see his son. But then one day when he got up and looked down the road, he saw his son walking down the road towards him. First of all, he couldn't believe his eyes. He thought, is it him? He does look a lot older and very weary now, doesn't he? But it was his son. The father ran out to meet his son and he gave him a big, big hug. And the son said to him,
Dad, I'm really sorry. I'm not good enough to be your son, but can I work as one of your servants?
The father gave his son a hug again. And he said,
Don't be silly. I'm so pleased that you're home. We will have a party to celebrate.
Right. Wow, that was great, wasn't it? So his dad wasn't cross with him. He wasn't angry. He was really, really pleased to see him and he wanted to have a party to celebrate. Oh, wait a minute, we've got somebody over here, haven't we? We've got the older son. I wonder how he felt. He was very, very angry. And he said,
"It's not fair. I've worked hard for all these years and you have never given me a party, but my brother has wasted all your money and now you celebrate his return."
Oh, yes, that's very true, isn't it? But what did the father say?
"I love you, my son, and you have enjoyed all the good things that I have, but your brother has gone and now he's back. He is lost, but now he's found. That's why I'm having his party, because we are all back together again."
Right. Okay, thank you very much. Hold on there. Don't disappear. So, Jesus told this story because he was saying that God is like the father in the story. He misses us when we're not close to him. He forgives us when we do wrong, and he really celebrates when we come back to him. He loves us. Okay. Thank you very much for helping me. You can go sit down. Right. Okay. Thank you.